The Torah should save us from the tragedies of war. Okay, let's start. Okay, the question we're going to try to answer today is, are you allowed to shake your tablecloth on Shabbos to get rid of the crumbs? Take the tablecloth, take it outside the window, shake it. You know, it's a common practice to do that. So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos itself or not. So, Danny, what do you think the potential problems might be about shaking your tablecloth on your, let's say, outside your window to get rid of the crumbs on Shabbos?
Might be feeding the birds.
Okay, might be feeding the birds. Nice.
Why is that a problem?
Why is that a problem?
You feed wild animals on Shabbos.
You can feed your domestic animal, but not wild.
Wow, okay, look at that. I didn't even think about that. Okay, good question. Okay, nice point. Joshua?
Zoreah.
Okay. So let's adjust like this. What's Zoreah? Zoreah, I think, planting.
Zoreah.
So what's Zoreah? Zoreah literally means winnowing. What does it mean to winnow? So back in the day when they when you harvest something, you first remove the grain from the shell that's surrounding it. Then you take out, yeah.
But why then would the specifically over your balcony be an issue? Then anywhere would be an issue.
Yeah, anywhere. Exactly, anywhere where there's wind. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right. I just gave the common example, but it would be anywhere. Exactly. Really good. What? Bore, yeah, we're going to get to Bore. What about Bore? We're going to get to Bore in a second. The difference between Zoreah and Bore, we're going to explain in a second. What's the difference between the two? So let's just define Zoreah for a second. So what is Zoreah? So back in the day, they used to take the grain out of the shell, and then they would remove the obvious psolas, the things that would look bad. And then what they would do is, they would throw it up the grain in the air, and since the bad parts of it were lighter than the good parts, so the wind would naturally remove all the shell and all the stuff that was surrounding the chaff.
Yes. Separate the chaff. Wheat from the chaff.
Separate the wheat from the chaff, and the wind would remove the chaff out of it. The chaff and the wheat would stay. So the wind helped you get better grain. The question is that here it seems like the wind is doing the malacha, right? I feel like I'm not doing much. I'm just throwing it up in the air, and the wind's doing it. So why is that considered a malacha? So here the Gemara Bava Kama says it's the following idea. Says that in regards to damaging another person's property, but if anybody needs to leave, feel free. If you need to go, Robert, feel free to. In Baba Kama, the Gemara says, let's say I were to light a fire, and then the wind would come and move the fire to a different building. Am I obligated? Okay, let's not do civilly, but Medina Torah, since it was a grama, it wasn't me who did it, but rather it was the wind. So, Koach Achim Urubo, something else was involved of you, it was the wind, so I'm not chayev. But the Gemara says, however, in Shabbos, you are chayev. Even though the wind was the one that really did the malacha. Why is it true? Because the Gemara says the following expression. Malachas machsheves asra Torah. What did Hashem make prohibited on Shabbos? Not actions that you did by yourself only with no other help. It was malachos that craftsmen use and do on Shabbos. That's the type of malacha that you're not allowed to do. So therefore, since that's the way craftsmen or people that work in the field, that's the way they, that's their process. So therefore, that's a malacha on Shabbos. You're not, even though you're only a little bit involved, but you being involved in that process, that's considered a malacha on Shabbos. Okay. So look what Rabbeinu Chananel says. You ready for this? It says, V'chein im nato b'yado adam t'fua u'psole sh'yesh ba v'nifach ba b'ruach piv u'bir chashev u'kazore. It says, let's say we have to pick up, let's say you have peanuts. Okay, sometimes peanuts come with a little bit of the shell. So let's say, you go like that on Shabbos to remove the skin. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, that's Zoreah. You're using wind to get rid of psolas. Says you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It might be like you're chayef, right? You're chayef. So therefore, that would be the classic example of something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, or to blow on peanuts to get rid of the skin. That would be Zoreah. Because what about shaking tablecloth off in the wind? So look at this chap. You ready for this? What?
Not using wind.
We're going to get to that. I think a better chap in a second. The better chap is like this. We have to define a taroves. Okay? We have to define a mixture, right? Zoreah only applies when two things are mixed together and you're using the wind to separate the bad from the good. Now, is this a mixture, crumbs on top of a tablecloth? I'll bring you a raya brura, a proof that you cannot reject, that this is not considered a taroves. You ready? Washing dishes. Why isn't washing dishes Zoreah? Tarobes, right? So look at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Halacha Lamaisa. He says, Madichin Kelim Letzorech Hayom. You're allowed to wash dishes. There he's talking about things you're not allowed to do if you're not going to use it from Shabbos. But you're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos to use them. And says the Rosh Shlomo Zalman and all the other Mefarshim, why isn't this Borer? Two reasons they give. One of them, because not a Taruvas. Things that are on top of each other, not a mixture, it's a tablecloth and crumbs on top. That's not a mixture. And the second reason that they give, and it's also relevant to tablecloth, is that this is not considered a Maisa Borer or a Maisa Zora. I'm not creating now, what's a good word? It's not the process of creating something. I'm here just cleaning. Cleaning is different than the malacha of borer and zorer. Right? Borer was, I want to have now grain in order to produce bread. So part of making grain is getting rid of the bad. Here, I'm not making a table. I'm just cleaning my tablecloth. Cleaning is not considered the malacha of borer and zorer. Those are two reasons. Either way, both those reasons apply to tablecloth. So therefore, we're going to get to a second what might be a problem, but in regards to Zorah in the simple sense, if you define Zorah or Zorah, if you define that as using wind to get rid of bad from good, this would be totally mutter because this is not considered a ta'aroves at all. Good. Josh, are you with me? Mm-hmm. Did you have that? You didn't know that one. Because we spoke about it yesterday.
I hadn't thought about that part.
But look at this. You ready for this? Ramon points out the following, though. He says, in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi has a different definition of Zorah. And the question is going to become now whether we pass him like this Yerushalmi or not. The Yerushalmi says the following, crazy idea. He says, if you spit in the air and the wind spreads it out, you're chayv mishum Zorah. What does that mean? Spit in the air, what good am I separating from bad? Just the wind is just separating, you know, separating the spit. Who cares that I spit and the wind separated it?
So it hangs on the grass and it grows.
No grass. I'm doing it on cement. Well, Zora means Zora. That's not Zora. Have anything? It's not Zora. Yeah. It is, of course. I'm throwing off the grain, and the wind gets rid of the chaff. That's what Zora is.
No, but it could just be that Zora is not the separating action. Zora could just be the dispersing action.
Oh, very good. Okay, but that's a huge chiddush.
Whereas borer is dafka, the good from the bad.
No, so like this, good, maybe that's what Yerushalmi understands it, but the Bavli doesn't mention this thing that's spitting in the air.
Okay.
So says Rav Moed, there's a fundamental machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi of what the malacha of Zorah is. The Bavli understands that what's the difference between borer and Zorah? Borer is separating physically with your hand, and Zorah is separating bad from good using the wind. However, the Yerushalmi understands that the whole malacha of Zorah is using wind to spread things, even if not separating, just using wind to spread things. So therefore, spitting in the air and the wind spreads it, that's aser. Question is, do we paskin like this? Because usually when there's machlokes Yerushalmi and Bavli, we paskin like the Bavli.
You're Sephardi, so.
What?
You're Sephardi, so don't have to worry about that.
You're Sephardi, he said.
Yeah, very good, Joshua. Very good, okay, very good. So Ramah is your rabbi. He said he brings down this halacha in Shin Yates. However, the Mishnah points out, the Mishnah says, I never saw anybody be concerned about this, ever. Like, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm the Mishnah Berurah, like, I looked around, I care a lot about halacha, I haven't seen anybody care about this at all. And then, but he adds this line, he says, because they're not intending to spread it. They're just spitting.
So if you need to spit, really what you're saying is you should direct it at the ground. So
No. You could spit it, you could spit, even if the wind's going to spread it, as long as you don't want the wind to spread it. So halacha malaisa comes out like this. It seems like, let's come back. What about shaking? So again, taking your tablecloth, take it to the windiest part of your whole whatever. You shake it. So lefi the badli, there's no iser at all. Because it's not mixed. It's not a mixture. So I'm not separating bad from good. I'm just using the wind to get rid of the tablecloths that are on top, the crumbs on top of the tablecloth. The only problem that might be was if you're intending for these crumbs to go very far. In other words, if you want the wind not only to get rid of the crumbs from the tablecloth, but to spread them out, then it might be a problem based on the Yerushalmi. But Ramon points out that halacha lemaisa, one could be meikel, just that you should. But if you want the crumbs, if you want the wind to spread the crumbs very far, so it might be a problem. But if you just want the wind to get rid of the crumbs from the tablecloth, it would be okay. Yeah.
No, this is
it. Shkayach, guys.
As long as you want them to get off your tablecloth.
That's fine, exactly. As long as you don't want the wind to spread them.
Yeah.
Shkayach.